ấy.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Corey Fleck is with me, as he is on most of our interviews now. We are starting a new direction on this program. We're not eliminating anything that we've done in the past, but you know, there's a lot of gloom and doom. There's a lot of sour faces out there. People who are just, you know, they can't see any light at the end of the tunnel. They think that we're in this black hole right now and we're never going to get out of it. You know what? Corey and I are damn sick and tired of that. That is not a good attitude to have. You have to be more positive. And what we're going to do now is we're going to start off the second hour and we're going to be chatting with people who feel the same way that we do. People who, because of their life experiences, because of their abilities, are trying very, very hard to make a meaningful difference. You know, a gentleman who's becoming a better and better friend of mine is a guy named Jim Whittefield. Jim is, you met on the golf course with one of our clients, Paul Sorbara. Jim and I played in a couple of golf tournaments together up in Canada. And then he came down earlier this week and played golf with Corey and I. And then Kath and I went out and shared the evening, you know, a few glasses of wine and dinner with Jim and his lovely wife. And it was just Nadia, by the way. And it was just an interesting time. Jim is a very unique individual in that he is a wildly successful business guy. On the other hand, his real passion is music. He is a keyboard player in two or three different blues bands, and these aren't just guys who jam in the garage. These are guys who actually get paid to go out and play. Very, very colorful individual. Jim has started an organization called Stop the Violence, and Stop the Violence is affiliated with Save the Children, which is a national organization up in Canada. Jimmy, let's first talk about how you got involved in this.
Well, on April 24th of this year, my son was shot and killed as he was leaving gymnasium, going out to meet his wife and his son for dinner. My son, unfortunately, had gotten involved in a few things that he regretfully shouldn't have been involved in, and was actually in the process of getting out of that lifestyle. But unfortunately, his life was cut short by a gunman, and what happened was my son and a number of his friends had talked many times about getting involved with helping children in third world countries. To take a step back, the day after my son was killed, I was inspired to write a song, which I know my son helped me write. I mean, I wrote the entire song in about 10 minutes, lyrics, music, everything. I virtually sang through it the first time, other than breaking down to cry from time to time. So I know the message was coming directly from my son, and the song is basically about trying to stop the violence. So what happened was my son, who had wanted to get involved with helping children in third world countries, I thought that I would tie the two together and try and get the message out there about stopping the violence, and at the same time fulfill my son's wishes to help children in third world countries. So I got in contact with Save the Children Canada, which is a division of Save the Children, which is a worldwide organization who help children in third world countries, educate, feed, clothe, and it's a great organization because the largest portion of the money that goes into them goes directly to the cause. It isn't into administration and fundraising and, you know, all sorts of other things. And so they have organized a web page for us, which is called www.savethechildren.ca/stop the violence, which it's got a picture of my son and my grandson and the story of what happened to my son. And for a donation to Save the Children, they will send you the link to download the song that I wrote. And that's basically where we're at right now. So.
Now, Jim, when I met you on the golf course as well, actually with Al, I found everything that you said about the situation and about the organization just so heart-wrenching and really uplifting to know that there are people out there actually making a difference and not just thinking of themselves or their own portfolios. So maybe the next question I had was for this Stop the Violence and Save the Children, Do you guys just work all around the world, or are you focused in certain third world countries right now?
Save the Children themselves, they work in third world countries, largely in Africa and Asia, you know, which is a separate organization from what we're doing. We just basically got tied in with them as a separate entity, and we're using that as a vehicle for getting the message out about stopping the violence.
You know, it's really interesting to me how you have two different types of people in this world. You know, you have people who are complainers, as I alluded to in the kind of the introduction to this segment, and you have people who are doers, you know, and I always just kind of took it for granted up until, interestingly enough, fairly recently, that everybody was a doer. And when I say fairly recently, I've got to say probably 10 years ago or so, but in the scope of my life, 10 years is fairly recently. But the fact of the matter is we don't have enough doers out there, and that is something that definitely has to change in our society. And, you know, Jimmy, you don't have to do this for money, God knows, and you're doing it, in my opinion, because you really do want to make a difference. And you're smart enough to know you can't do it on your own. I mean, one person can take action, and one person can make a slight difference, but I would have to say that you need to be affiliated with a larger organization to be truly effective in that. Would you agree with me?
I agree 100%. I mean, my whole thing about this whole situation after it happened was, and I spoke publicly on a number of radio shows and television shows and in the newspaper, saying that if I could make the difference to just one person or one family so that they wouldn't have to go through what my wife and I are going through now, then to me, that would have meant that I succeeded in what I, you know, what I wanted to do. But you know what? We've been very fortunate in the fact that I did a radio show up here in Vancouver, and I had a phone call from the radio station, the director of the radio station, after we finished saying that the father had called in to say that I'd made a real impact on he and his son. And I ended up meeting with him for about 2 hours at their home and talking about things. And I really felt that I made a difference there. So that was sort of where my goal was starting at. But you know what? Everything else after that is gravy. And the more people that I can help not have to go through what we're going through, the better as far as I'm concerned. It's just an awful situation to have to go through, and I don't want anybody to have to go through it.
Jim, you know, I think that's fantastic, turning what is just a life-changing, horrible situation into an opportunity where you can now dedicate your time and your efforts to changing the life of many different people. And I commend you so much for that. Now, you said that you were on a couple radio shows. Has the support that you've garnered just, has it been amazing, or what's been your feeling on that?
I mean, I'll tell you, the number of emails, phone messages, texts, Facebook remarks that I've had after doing the, you know, after doing the television interviews, after doing the newspaper articles and the radio thing, it was just absolutely outstanding. I mean, I never knew that there was as many people out there that, you know, that would respond the way that they did, but, and everything was absolutely 100% positive, you know, so it makes me feel really good. I mean, you know, the whole crux of what I'm trying to get out there is the fact that, you know, what causes all this violence in the first part is the anger that people build up, and people have to find a way to eliminate that anger out of their system, to be more tolerant and to be able to, you know, to be able to handle things better without lashing out at people, because as I said many times, violence begets violence. I mean, and it doesn't do any good. You know, these people that are involved in the drug trade that, you know, that, you know, one person infringes on somebody's territory, so somebody comes in and kills them, and then the other group is very angry about it, so they go back and they kill on the other side. It becomes a vicious circle going back and forth. But they don't realize when they're doing this, it's not just the person that they're killing, that they're affecting. All those people have parents. Some of them have children and wives and brothers and sisters, and they're the ones that really have to pay the price. It's not, you know, it's not the person that's gone, it's the people that are left behind that have to pay the price. I want to try as much as I can to see that stop.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, let's join people like Jim Whittefield. Let's go out there and make a difference. Stay informed as to what reality is.
Our Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to a what for me is a very interesting educational roundtable that Corey and I have put together with Gary Savage, Richard Postma, and Rick Ackerman for Liberty Express Radio. A question I have for all three of you guys, and that is on our blog, and we get a huge amount of traffic on our blog. We had something, what was it, Corey, 12, 13, 14,000 visits yesterday being Thursday on our site. Not a lot of comments. We probably had only 100 or so comments, but we're getting more and more visits, and the comments, for the most part, that we're getting from our regular listeners, all of whom, I have to say, I got a lot of respect for, but the comments are, you know, the only place right now that we're comfortable is precious metals. We're not at all comfortable in the conventional stock market, etc. Rather than give your opinion, you guys, I'm curious, what, in your case, Rick, what are your subscribers saying? I mean, you got a huge Alexa rating, you got a lot of subscribers. What are your people saying in the various forums that you participate in?
Well, the current forum discussion is geared to the question of how could the standard of living have eroded as severely as it has since the 1950s? Whose fault was it? Is it somehow an inaccurate reflection that we see in the media of America being in very prosperous times? But the simple fact is that if you put aside the gizmos, the fabulous electronic devices that we have at our disposal, and you look at more important things, you find that the standard of living... And a couple of places where I would suggest that it is most visible is, number one, the baby boomers have just seen their retirement dreams slip away. Most of them are probably planning at this point to work till they're 90 because they'll have to. And also the...
And the more and more visitors, for the most part, comments that we're getting get our listeners from our regular, whom I have all a lot of respect to say, but the comment for are only place, right, you know, the only that we're comfy now that just metals is pressure. We're not comfortable in the not at all stock market conventionals, rather, etc. Your opinion, you can give your, you know, you guys, you're curious. I'm in what, Rick, what in your case we're saying? I mean, you're subscribed to Alexa, and you got a huge lot of subscriber rating. You got a, what are your people members in the various saying in your participating forums that you
well, the forum, the current discussion to the is geared to the question of how could this. Of having have eroded standard of living nearly as it has in the 50s since the 1950s. Fault was it? Were we somehow an inaccurate reflection of the media that we see in the main in, of America prosperity? But first time. The fact is that if you, the simple gizmos, put aside the fabulous devices that was electronic disposal we have at our disposal, more important, and you look at this things, you find standard of living and places where a couple of suggests would is most that it is number one visible. We're just seeing one the baby boomer dreams slipping their retirement. Most of them are away. Planning at this point, but probably plenty because they'll have to work till they're not and have to. The also
more and more visits and the comments for the most part that we're getting from our regular listeners, all of whom I have to say I got a lot of respect for, but the comments are, you know, the only place right now that we're comfortable is precious metals. We're not at all comfortable in the conventional stock market, etc. Rather than give your opinion, you guys, I'm curious, what in your case, Rick, what are your subscribers saying? I mean, you got a huge Alexa rating, you got a lot of subscribers. What are your people saying in the various forums that you participate in?
Well, the current forum discussion is geared to the question of how could the standard of living have eroded as severely as it has since the 1950s? Whose fault was it? Is it somehow an inaccurate reflection that we see in the media of America being in very prosperous times? But the simple fact is that if you put aside the gizmos, the fabulous electronic devices that we have at our disposal, and you look at more important things, you find that the standard of living... And a couple of places where I would suggest that it is most visible is, number one, the baby boomers have just seen their retirement dreams slip away. Most of them are probably planning at this point to work till they're 90 because they'll have to. And also the...
And the more and more visitors, for the most part, comments that we're getting get our listeners from our regular, whom I have all of a lot of respect to say, I got all, but the comment for are only place right, you know, the only that we're comfy now that just metals, is pressure. We're not comfortable in the not at all. stock market, conventionals, rather, etc. Your opinion. You can give your, you know, you guys, you curious. What in your case for saying? I mean, you're subscribed to Alexa, and you got a huge amount of subscribe rating. You got all. What are your people members in the various saying in your participating forums that you?
Well, the forum, the current discussion to the is geared to the question of how could this of having eroded standard of living nearly as it has in the 50s since the 1980s. Fault was it? Were we somehow an inaccurate reflection of the media that we see in the main in, of America across very for the first time? The fact is that if you, the simple gizmos put aside the fabulous devices that was electronic disposal we have at our disposal, more important, and you look at these things, you find standard of living and places where a couple of suggests would is most that it is number one visible. In terms of just seeing when the baby boomer dreams slipping their retirement, most of them are away. Planning at this point, they're probably plenty because they'll have to work till they're not and have to. The also
more and more visits and the comments for the most part that we're getting from our regular listeners, all of whom I have to say I got a lot of respect for, but the comments are, you know, the only place right now that we're comfortable is precious metals. We're not at all comfortable in the conventional stock market, etc. Rather than give your opinion, I'm curious. What in your case, Rick? What are your subscribers saying? I mean, you got a huge Alexa rating. You got a lot of subscribers. What are your people saying in the various forums that you participate in?
Well, the current forum discussion is geared to the question of how could the standard of living have eroded as severely as it has since the 1950s? Whose fault was it? Were we, is it somehow an inaccurate reflection that we see in the media of America being in very prosperous times? But the simple fact is that if you put aside gizmos, the fabulous electronic devices that we have at our disposal, and you look at more important things, you find that the standard of living and a couple of places where I would suggest that it is most visible is, number one, the baby boomers have just seen their retirement dreams slip away. Most of them are probably planning at this point to work till they're 90 because they'll have to. And also the...
And the more and more visit, for the most part, comments that we're getting our listeners from our regular whom I have all of a lot of respect to saying, but the comment for are only place right, you know, the only that we're comfy now that just metals affordable is precious. We're not comfortable in the not at all stock market conventionals, rather, etc. Your opinion, you can give your, you know, you guys, you curious. I'm in. What, Rick, what in your case for saying? I mean, you're subscribed to Alexa, and you got a huge amount of subscribe rating. You got a, what are your people members in the various saying in your participating forums that you?
Well, the forum, the current discussion to the is geared to the question of how could this of having eroded standard of living nearly as it has in the 50s.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. My partner in crime, Jeff Deist, is back with me right now, and we brought Bob Moriarty back from the first segment. Why did we do that? Well, because he's opinionated and he's very, very bright. We're going to start out our political segments talking a little bit about something that we posted on the website yesterday, Friday. It was an article that was out of the ran on the Washington Post. It was entitled "NSA Broke Privacy Rules Thousands of Times Per Year and Audit Finds." I want to remind you, this was in the Washington Post, not exactly a bastion of Republicans over at the Washington Post. Bob, why don't you start us out with this discussion, would you?
Okay, one of the things that's gone way underreported, but it was reported by Glenn Greenwald, is there is an 88-page document, a decision by the FICA court, saying that what the NSA was doing was illegal. I want to make it crystal clear. Anybody who is neutral or anybody who takes the government's position needs to go to Google and needs to look up the Fourth Amendment. We have an absolute right to be secure in our home and in our communications. What the government is doing is illegal. Now, I don't care what they call it. I don't care how they justify it. I don't care how much they deny doing it. They are doing it. It is illegal. The government has ruled that it's illegal. The government has caught them breaking the rules thousands of times a year, and they're still doing it. Now, don't be confused, people. They're not looking for terrorists. This is a way to trap Americans and turn the United States into a totalitarian state. It is the most dangerous thing that has ever happened to Americans. They have destroyed the Constitution. They've destroyed the Bill of Rights, and it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
Jeff, you know, I know that with all of your experience with the former Congressman Ron Paul and the rest of it, you got to weigh in on this thing. I know exactly where you're coming from, bud.
Well, I think it's enormous. I mean, we have infinitely more to fear from our government than the supposed reasons it's doing this data mining in the first place, i.e. terrorism, money laundering, you know, crime prevention, et cetera. So clearly, this is of enormous importance. I guess the question becomes is how far will the media go with this? I'm glad that Bob brought up Glenn Greenwald. Dr. Paul had him on his show the other day and called him the finest journalist in the world today. And you know, I think the sign of a good journalist is both the left and the right hate him. So I'll just leave it at that. But if this does not become a scandal that taints and mars Obama's second term along the lines of Iran-Contra, let's say, or, you know, Bill Clinton and Monica, if this does not rise to that level, then I think the American people and also the American press have just fallen to a level where we'll just never recover, because this is of such enormous importance that it can't be viewed as something minor.
Well, you talk about Iran-Contra, you're talking about, you know, Bill Clinton's affair, for lack of better terms, and I don't even know what the duration of that was, you know, with Monica Lewinsky. But let's go back to the big one. Let's go back to Watergate. You know, Bob Woodward and his co-author, Bernstein, basically came out and said that they believe that what's going on right now makes Watergate look like kindergarten. You guys got any comments on that?
Now, that's absolutely true. And if you go back to Watergate, of course, you and I were young back then. The Attorney General of the United States looked at what Nixon was demanding he do. He said, that's illegal, and he resigned. And we had men of stature then. We had men who would take a position then. I mean, I am embarrassed that it takes somebody like Manning or somebody like Greenwald to wake Americans up to the fact that their liberty is being stolen from them, all in the name of fighting terrorists that don't exist.
Why did it get to this point, Jeff, in your opinion?
Well, I blame a lot of it on sort of the imperial executive of the 20th century. I mean, the whole concept of three branches of government has been thrown out the window. We no longer have three co-equal branches. We basically have an administrative branch that controls all these vast agencies. And the people at the top, i.e. the president, the cabinet secretaries, and the very high-ranking people in the various departments and agencies, they come and go every 4 years, every 8 years, whatever. But the 90%, you know, below the tip of the iceberg doesn't change, and that has become very much a government unto itself, and that especially applies to the spying agencies, you know, within NSA, DOD, FBI, CIA, and, you know, Harry Truman's famous for even acknowledging late in his life in an interview that he wishes he had never created the CIA because it became something that was totally unaccountable to the president. So really, we have a government that has no checks and balances, because the real government is not Congress, it's not the Supreme Court, those are sideshows. The real government is the federal agencies. And even really the president and an administration doesn't really even control them. So we have this vast spying apparatus and this vast data mining capability because of today's technology. And it is largely unchecked. There's essentially not much that a ordinary citizen can do about it. I mean, look at FISA. The so-called FISA court is not a court at all. It's part of the administrative branch. It's not a judicial body whatsoever. So you basically have an administrative court telling the administrative branch that what it's doing is A-okay. But as Bob points out, in this instance, even the FISA court, which is viewed by anybody with any sort of civil libertarian bent as a terrible institution, even the FISA court has indicated that NSA is breaking its own rules in the current regime.
Well, let me throw this thing out. In Peggy Noonan's editorial, and this is a direct quote from the editorial, and I think there is a huge amount of truth in this, and we've only got about a minute left here, but let me throw this out as kind of the end of this segment, the beginning of the next one. But as Ms. Noonan brings out in her article, she says, quote, "The inevitable end of surveillance is self-censorship." How about them apples, Bob?
No, absolutely true. And to the extent that we just use the term the American press, there is no American press. There's two guys in the American press. There's Matt Taibbi with Rolling Stone, of all people, and there's Glenn Greenwald. And the best are a bunch of whores and hookers and prostitutes who work for whoever pays them the most money. And they're liars. They're all liars.
You know, Noonan goes on and she says, quote, "This is a shift in the democratic dynamic. Quote, if we don't have free speech, then what can we do if the people who govern us have no respect for us, may indeed make the difficult life for us, and in fact belittle us." Holy smoke. I mean, you know, what's it coming to? Jeff, you want to wrap us out of here? We have 1 minute. I'm sorry, we got about a minute and a half left.
Well, I do wonder what it's coming to. And I wonder, you know, when everything seems so complicated, I know Bob was in the Vietnam era and Watergate was happening and the social revolution among young people was happening, and America seemed so complicated at the time. And it felt like such a dark time, I'm sure. But boy, Bob, that really feels like, as you said, that's kindergarten compared to what we have going on now. I mean, the Watergate era almost seems quaint today.
Well, you should go to Google and read what Frank Church wrote in the Church Committee in 1976 about surveillance. And he warned Americans then, this could be catastrophic. It could turn into a totalitarian state.
You know, the question that I would have, and I want to get into this in the second segment, but, you know, you have to admit, whether you like Obama or dislike Obama, the fact of the matter is this thing is just coming to light right now. Unfortunately, I think one would have to say it started in a different administration than this one. And I think that's very sad. And I think it's the exact result of what happens when somebody, even as high as the President of the United States, makes the mistake of thinking that he or she is the prettiest baby in the nursery. Stick around.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Al Corlin here with Jeff Dice. We're chatting with Bob Moriarty. We've got some real, real fireworks going on in Egypt right now. You guys, comments on that? I think it's very, very dangerous, personally. What do you guys think? Jeff, let's start out with you.
Well, it's certainly dangerous for an American because we have developed this mentality where all the trouble in the world, as PGR Work terms it, is our trouble. And it's our job to, remake Egypt in our own image and turn it into a democratic country. Obama had some very milquetoast comments today about how we can no longer use sort of normal diplomacy because the government is shooting rebels dead in the streets. And I suppose that's all well and good, but the question becomes, what can we do about it? What should we do about it? And if we decide to do something about it, how do we go about it? In other words, what influence do we have to exert in the region, and would it involve either military action or the threat of military action? I mean, we've seen this time and time again. In Syria, we've threatened it. In Yemen, we've threatened it. We've done it in Afghanistan and Iraq in just the last decade. So it sort of never ends. We never solve the intractable problems of the Middle East. And if you just look at the history of Egypt as opposed to the history of, let's say, a much more modern Islamic state like Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, it's a very, very, very tangled history. And it's not something that we're going to untangle easily. And from my perspective, anyway, it's not something that we should be spending U.S. blood and treasure to attempt to do.
You know, I can't believe how wrong you can be at times. You know, it is amazing that you simply don't believe, that you don't believe that we can't change the world and, I just bit my tongue, the world in our image. Bobby, we can, can't we?
Well, here's what's funny. And strange enough, this is a magic trick that's been going on since 1983. I'm going to read something to you, and you tell me if it's coming true or not. Rather than pursuing a comprehensive peace with the entire world, Israel should work jointly with Jordan and Turkey to contain, destabilize, and roll back those entities that are threats to all three. Okay. Now, that comes from something called the clean break from the peace process, okay, a new strategy for securing the realm. It was written in 1996 by a study group led by Richard Perl for Benjamin Netanyahu. If it sounds familiar, it was also exactly the same basis for the Project for New American Century. It goes back to a paper that was written in 1983 suggesting exactly the same thing. What is going on in Egypt? What is going on in Syria? What on in Iraq? What is going on in Iran has been planned for and in effect for 30 years. And the United States is being led around like a cow with the ring through its nose by a certain country in the Middle East that really runs the United States. They control our politics. They control our news media. They control Hollywood. And it's all being done for a country that has no borders. Now, what we need to do, and where Jeff is absolutely correct, we need to mind our own business. We're paying for this. We had tens of thousands of Americans die in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they died for nothing, killing more than 1 million people who had done nothing to the United States. And it's not an accident. It was something that was planned. General Wesley Clark did an interview, and he talked about this in 2001. He said, we've made plans to attack 7 countries. This isn't an accident.
Is it an accident, Jeff?
No, it's not an accident. I think that the United States has a very destabilizing influence, really, at the end of the day, which is a sad thing to say. It's the opposite of the Andy Griffith peace officer. You know, it's the neoconservative agitator. And there's no question that, you know, the importance of Israel in U.S. foreign policy is enormous. There's no denying it. And, you know, I just wish we would sort of step back, let the Israelis do what they feel they have to do to protect themselves, and, you know, stop pulling us into their intractable struggles. And, you know, look, you can go back to many, many presidents in the past who have dealt with the Egyptians. You know, the so-called Muslim Brotherhood is, in my opinion, an overhyped threat, and it's also a very vague threat, just like Al-Qaeda just means sort of like it's a generic term meaning the mafia. You know, I think the Muslim Brotherhood is something that we haven't really defined, and as such, we should not be going around treating it as an enemy, as blowhards like Representative Peter King do. He's chairman of the Homeland Security Committee in the House of Representatives, and also a presidential hopeful, and a guy who never saw a war he didn't want to get into, frankly. I wouldn't call him a neoconservative per se in the Richard Perl mold. I would call him a useful idiot to people who are much smarter than him, like Richard Perl. So the idea of having a destabilized Middle East is absolutely something that has been planned, and it's something that the neoconservative hawks in our country, I think, benefit from in a lot of very odious ways.
You know, I got to tell you, now that I can talk normally again, because I had my tongue in my cheek a while ago and I bit it really badly, but now it's doing much, much better. The comment that I would make is I find Bob's opinion to be very, very interesting. And the one thing that I really value about our country, I mean, we talk a lot about a lot of mistakes that are going on right now, but I got to tell you guys, you know, the one thing that I really value is we've got freedom of speech at this point. Now, I have had people in the know tell me something that Bob said off the mic, and that was that we're probably being listened to right now in one sense or another. Is that a ridiculous statement? Probably not. But does that keep me, who is a firm believer in free speech, does that make me censor myself? No, absolutely not. And, you know, thank God we still have that ability. And I got to tell you guys, I just hope and pray that ability isn't ever taken away from us. Bob, you know, I know you feel the same way, but do you think it will be taken away from us?
Well, it absolutely is being taken away from us, and the number of people who are actually willing to stand up and be counted is damn few. And I'll be real candid. I hope there's an enemies list. I'm certain there is, and I hope my name is right at the top. But I'm 67 years old, and frankly, I don't give a damn What are they going to do to me? But if there is less, I hope I'm at the top, and I wish there were more people. I think that guys like Bradley Manning and Snowden and Glenn Greenwald are heroes, and I'm proud to stand alongside them.
How about you, Jeff?
Well, when you say we're probably being listened to right now, I guess I'd have to say, well, I hope we are, because we're doing a radio show. In that sense, I hope that lots and lots of people are listening to us. But as far as our right to speech goes, look, first of all, self-censorship is something we see in unfree societies. We saw it in the former Soviet Union. So just amongst neighbors even, people start to tone it down because they understand that, you know, every email, every phone conversation, every bank transfer is being mined and can be reviewed later by the government. So there's no question there's an element of self-censorship that's already creeping into area. But I think a more overt form of censorship will soon reach us in the form of so-called hate speech laws. I mean, this is already prevalent in places like Canada. You know, I think that there's no question that we're going to have to start to watch our words, and I mean that in the most literal way, that, you know, things that cause offense to particular groups or particular people or to the state itself are going to be criminalized. And the ability to have conversations in private is going the way of the dodo bird. So, you know, watch what you say. It sounds like we're living in Nazi Germany, but, everything starts somewhere and grows from there. And I think that's what's happening in America. And it's absolutely frightening, I think, especially to folks who still have a recollection, let's say folks who were 40, 50 or older, who still have a recollection of what sort of a carefree America felt like when they were, you know, kids running around in the woods and shooting 22 rifles and driving an old pickup truck with no seatbelts and, you know, people smoking everywhere and all these kinds of things. I mean, it's just a country that's disappearing. And the fact that our young people are so technologically dependent and so ill-informed when it comes to history, economics, government, etc., is really frightening, because it seems like all the rebellious spirit now is in the older folks.
And on that happy note, we're out of time on the Cornell Economics Report Weekend Edition. Check out our daily blog. Check out our daily missives. Bob, Jeff, thanks so much, guys.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.